Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, Heat, Lightning. Dear Sir, I have something to tell you and, only you. Close your eyes. Imagine me while listening to my voice. Yes, I feel an eruption building inside me whenever I think about you. Oh, how I wish you were here right now, sir. Yes, the overwhelming pressure explodes when I think about all the naughty things we said we would do when we were sexing each other. So hot, yes. Oh, fuck. I miss those days of sexing, don't you? Oh, sir, please come over and fuck me now, will you? Yes. Oh, I need you, baby. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with the full story typed out. Would you make this fantasy come true, sir? Please do. Let's begin. I once had a fantasy about making mad, passionate love on a hot summer night with the stars twinkling brightly above and laying naked, on a soft velvety blanket of grass. One night, when Sir was going to be home late, I went out on the front porch to cool off and gaze at the stars. And I do this quite often, but this night, was different somehow. It was smoldering hot. Oh yes, the heat lightning seemed to be coming from everywhere, and I could swear the stars were talking to me. Yes, they kept saying, Salty Vixen, this is your chance to fulfill your fantasy, so go the fuck for it. I tried to ignore it, but the message kept popping up in my head, so I decided why the fuck not, and went inside and got ready for the sexy fantasy. I fixed a late-night supper of cold chicken, cheese, fruit, and white wine. I knew I still had at least an hour before Sir would get home. So I went into the bathroom and lit a few candles and took a leisurely bubble bath. Lather myself up with soap. Yes. And touch myself thinking about Sir. Yes. I cannot wait for this fantasy. Yes. But when I thought he might be home any minute, I got out slowly and dried myself off with a soft red towel. Yes. And went to the window to watch for him. Since we lived about 2 miles from the nearest house, I could see his lights coming down from the road and would have plenty of time to get the picnic out of the fridge, to go outside and arrange everything just right, including my hot and horny body. Yes. When Sir got home, his headlights flashed on my seductive setting, and the truck came to a skidding stop. He got out and wanted to know what the hell was going on. I just laughed and motioned with my finger for him to come over to me, baby. Not saying a word, I began to undress him slowly. First his shirt, then his shoes and socks. His pants were next, but since I wanted to drive him nuts, I took my own sweet time taking his belt off seductively, rolling it up neatly and laying it down on the ground. Then, I unzipped his pants 1 inch at a time. This was driving him crazy because while I wasn't dressing him, I would not allow him to touch me. While I was unzipping his pants, my hand just happened to rub against his big hard cock. I love his beautiful cock, especially when it pops out to say hello, Salty Vixen. When I finally relieved him of his pants, taking the time to fold them up nice and neat and putting them with the other clothes, I took his cock Oh, yes. Down my throat. For the next half hour or so, I sucked. Oh, yes. Nibbled. Licked. Oh, yes. And fucked the head with my magical tongue. Oh, yes. I love your cock, baby. Oh, yes. I still had not let him touch me, and he was going crazy, begging me to let him touch me and fuck me, but I would not answer him and kept on thoroughly eating his beautiful cock. God, I love his cock. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Each time I felt he was ready to explode in my mouth, I would pull away and let him cool down a bit and then start my assault all over again. He yelled that he had enough and tried to push me to the ground, but I kept pushing him away, determined that he was not going to touch me until I was ready. After all, sir, you created me, remember? You created the femdom in me, and I love it. Yes. I motioned for him to lie down, and then I lay down on the grass with my legs spread wide apart and my pussy lips within inches of his face. Oh, I wanted him to have a close-up of view of what I was about to do. Yes, you ready, baby? Oh, I know you are. I reached down between my legs and worked two of my fingers in and out my wet pussy. You like the view? Yes. And using another to rub my clit. Oh, he loves to watch me pleasure myself while he jacks off at the same time. But tonight was going to be different. Sir started to reach for his beautiful cock, but I pushed his hand away with my foot, determined to drive him wild with desire. He then tried to move his head towards my clit, but I still kept him at bay with my foot. And you could tell this was driving him very crazy, just laying there and not being able to do anything to relieve himself. Oh, I'm so sorry, sir, but I love being in control, and it's so much fun. He kept begging me to let him fuck me. Yes. Oh, but no, not yet. Because when I shook my head no, he just got more and more frustrated because, you see, all this time, I still had not uttered a word. I kept this up for what seemed like hours, but actually, it was like only 15 to 20 minutes at most. By the time I had brought myself to a earth-shattering climax, with only my fingers, he was going wild with desire. Yes, just what I wanted. His eyes were glowing like the heat lightning going on above us, and his breath was fast and hot. His hands were at once trying to touch me and him, but I still wouldn't let him near my juicy, sweet pussy. Oh, no, not yet, baby. And not his cock either. No. Oh, this is so much fun. The torture, the teasing. Oh, doctor, you know how much I love doing this to you. Driving you wild with desire. Just like when we were sexting. Oh, you love that, didn't you, baby? Oh, I know you do. Well, I knew that the longer I made him wait, the more violent his ejaculation would be when I finally gave him the relief he was begging me for. I then turned my attention back to him, starting at his feet, taking each toe, yes, in my mouth, one at a time. I gave each the same attention that I gave his cock earlier. Yes. You like that, baby? Are you relaxed or are you turned on way too much? Yes. I ran my hands up and down his legs, stopping just a fraction of an inch from his balls. Yes, each time I reached the top of his thighs. When I was finished with his feet, I replaced my hands with my mouth. and nibbled my way up his legs, again stopping just short of his beautiful, delicious looking balls. He tried to reach down and push my head into his crotch, but again, I kept him at bay. Ignoring his swollen, throbbing cock, I moved my attention up to his stomach and chest, nibbling my way up his stomach. I stopped to fuck his belly button with my tongue. This is torture, isn't it, baby? And rubbing his hard, extended nipples between my fingers. I then replaced my fingers with my mouth on one, then the other of his nipples. You groaned loudly. Salty vixen, you said. I glanced down, and his cock, it was throbbing, just begging for me to put it in my pussy. But not yet, you see. I still had a few nasty tricks to play with my talented tongue. I then straddled his chest with my pussy just out of reach of his cock and moved my tongue up to his face, lightly flicking it first in one ear and then the other, moving next to his eyelids. And down to the tip of his nose, then very lightly touching his lips, but not actually kissing him. I would pull away and shake my finger at him when he would open his mouth and try to touch his tongue to mine. Oh no, baby. I am the one in control, remember? He started screaming at me again and again, begging for relief. You see, I had been teasing him for more than 2 hours by this time. And he was going stalked, raving, crazy with, desire. It was almost time for the grand finale, but I had, a few more tricks up my pussy. I then put a leg on each side of his head and hovered my pussy just inches from his face. I want to do a face-sitting fantasy now. My legs held his head tight enough that there was no way he could do anything but smell the sweet, hot juices waiting. Just at the entrance of my pussy. And I had to squeeze my legs tighter, holding his arms down with my hands to keep him from flipping me over on my back. I sat there for about 5 minutes, hovering over his face. I couldn't keep quiet any longer. I just had to burst out into laughter. For you to see the look on his face was so funny, and boy, did that make him mad as fuck. But I was having way too much fun to care. I figured the madder he got, that when I finally let him have his way with me, he would give me everything he had and more. I moved my pussy close enough to his mouth so that he could almost, but not quite, reach his tongue up and get a taste of my juices. And I could feel his hot breath on my clit and decided to give him a little taste. So I moved down just enough so that he could get the tip of his tongue on my clit. But I still had a tight enough hold on his head with my legs that all I was going to give him was just a little taste for now. I then quickly turned myself around and grabbed his head with my hands and pinned his arms to his side with my legs. This time, I moved my pussy so it just touched his cock and started rubbing myself slowly, back and forth over it, never quite getting close enough to his head to allow him entrance into the tight, wet object of his desire. His cock started gyrating on its own, trying to obtain its mission, but never quite making it to the starting line, let alone the finish line. Enough's enough. Now I'm starting to drive myself fucking crazy. I need to feel him inside of me. But on second thought, I don't think I will give his cock relief just yet. No. Oh, I decided to move my pussy back to his mouth and let him eat me for dinner, forgetting all about the meal that was waiting just a few feet away. I let him take my clit in his mouth. Oh, yes, and give it head. Oh, just as if it were a cock sucking. Oh, I'm biting it. Oh, it feels good. Oh, I did not think it was possible for it to be more swollen and hard than it already was, but fuck, I was surprised. By the time he drove his tongue into my pussy, my clit was a good inch long and as hard as a rock I was looking at. Oh, yes. Oh, God, you're touching the right spots, baby. Use that tongue of yours. God, it's so fucking magical. I still had his arms pinned down to his sides, but with the expert attention his mouth was giving my pussy, I forgot all about keeping his hands at bay and realized my grip on them. Startled by the sudden movement of his hands, I let my guard down, and he flips me onto my back and violently turns around and rams his cock into my pussy. I love your cock, baby. It didn't take but a few strokes of his huge cock to throw us both into a gigantic orgasm together. That was fucking hot, baby. I don't know about him, but my body felt like the heat lightning that was still going on in the sky above us. We both lie there and all sweaty and breathless for a long time with his cock still deep inside me. I love his cock. We fell into a deep sleep in that same position. The next thing we had was a horn honking and wolf whistles coming from a few feet away. Oh, we had slept through the rest of the night, and his brother and a farmhand were sitting in a truck looking down at us. I bet they liked the view. We sat up and started to grab for Sarah's clothes to cover ourselves with, but, well, they were nowhere to be found. The dog had took them during the night, and since I wasn't smart enough to bring a blanket outside with me, well, we could do nothing but sit there and beg Bob and Jack to leave so we could go inside and get dressed. They finally left honking the horn and laughing all the way down the lane. Yes, what a fucking hot fantasy that came to life. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny. Stay wet. Yes, stay salty vixen. Goodbye.